If I asked you to think of an image for Jesus that is mentioned in the Bible, I have no doubt that I would get a wide variety of answers. I'm guessing that most frequently I might hear bread of life, king, lamb, the way, the truth, and the life, light, possibly shepherd or word. But if I pressed you further, you might be able to rack your brain and come up with bridegroom or even the head. Probably less readily, you may tell me door or rock or vine. Very, very rarely, though, if at all, someone might say chicken. Yep, chicken. Or mother hen. Behold the chicken of God who takes away the sins of the world. It just doesn't quite have the same ring to it as lamb. However, in today's gospel, when Jesus is woeful over his impending death in Jerusalem, he compares himself to just that. He says, "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings?" It's a striking image. Have you ever seen a hen or another mama bird protect her young? We're used to seeing hens in calm serenity, sitting atop their eggs, providing them shelter and warmth. But should a dog or an eagle or a fox dare threaten her young, you should watch out. The wings will go out, at once collecting her young and getting them behind her. There'll be angry clucking. Her neck will be stretched, trying to make herself as big and intimidating as possible. She will lunge and peck and scream at the predator. She will flap her wings and scratch with her nails. She knows no fear. Her sole care is to protect those chicks. Now, there are only two ways that this kind of scenario will end. She will scare off the enemy, or she will die. Hens will sacrifice every ounce of their own safety before they will let harm come to their young, even if that means laying down her own life. Now, a mother hen could not protect her chicks from all harm. She can't guarantee that they will never be afraid. But even in the direst of circumstances, she will be there with them, suffering through it. She has ultimate compassion in the most literal sense of the word. Compassion, it gets broken down into two Latin words, cum, meaning with, and passio, meaning to suffer. To have compassion is literally suffering with another. And in this sense, it's akin to empathy. You'd never know it by looking at a chicken, but they are some of the most compassionate and empathetic animals when it comes to their young. Now, just over a decade ago, some British scientists designed an experiment to test just that, the compassion of chickens. They wanted to see if creating emotional stress in a chick would cause its mother to experience the same stress. They looked at two different reactions. The first was heart rate, which goes up when a chicken is stressed, like the rest of us, and then eye temperature, which goes down in a chicken. Both reactions are to help pump more blood to the places in the body that need it the most, the brain and their muscles. So, they took a hen and her chicks and used a visible and audible puff of air right in the face to cause emotional distress. So in scenario one, when the hen was given the puff to the face, it experienced her eyes got cooler, but there wasn't really a change in her heart rate. The scientists decided that while it surprised her, she knew she wasn't in any real danger. Scenario two. When the puff was given to the chicks, the hen experienced an increase in heart rate and a decrease in eye temperature. Even though the hen didn't get the puff, she experienced all the same reactions as her chicks. And three, scenario three, to act as a control, they created the sound of the puff of air without it being visible and without it being felt. In this one, neither the hen nor the chicks experienced any change. And because they were thorough scientists, to be sure that the hen was responding to her chick's distress rather than to the sound or the sights of the air puffer, they tested an additional scenario, scenario four. A visible and audible puff of air was used, but it was facing away from both the hen and the chicks. And again, there was no response to heart rate or eye temperature. The results of the study suggest that a hen's emotional state of distress in scenario two was in response to her chick's emotional state of distress. She was reacting. She was suffering alongside her chicks. Now, of course, Jesus couldn't have known the results of this study when he made the reference to a mother hen. But there had to be something, though, that drew Jesus to this image. And it's led some Bible scholars to wonder, had he observed a hen spreading her wings over her chicks and thought, God, my Father, is like that? Did he ever think, God, my Father, is like a mother? In a culture replete with masculine images of God, Jesus looked to the hen. Did his mother Mary come to mind? Jesus is ushering in a new way of being with the world, and a feminine image of God may be the most apt. Jesus, the mother hen, who was born to be intimately with us, who in life suffered what we suffer, who laid down his life for his brood, who is God, continues to suffer anytime we suffer, God who cries when we cry, God whose heart breaks when our hearts break, God who, whether we can feel it or not, protects us and comforts us and hides us under the shadow of her wing. Jesus is the mother hen. Jesus calls us to imitate him. Now, go and do likewise.